In the name of the one true living God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, the Bible teaches clearly that God's forgiveness of sins could not be accomplished by human efforts. Old Testament sacrifices had no value other than pointing to the one and only perfect sacrifice. We read in Hebrews chapter 9, "But when Christ appeared as a high priest of the good things that have come, then through the greater and more perfect tent, not made with hands, that is not of this creation, he entered once for all into the holy places, not by means of the blood of goats and calves, but by means of his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption." Jesus himself instituted the Lord's Supper, saying, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood." In Ephesians chapter 1, the Apostle Paul says, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace." In Romans chapter 5, he says, "Since therefore we have been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God." Forgiveness of sins was planned and accomplished by a divine initiative true to God's perfect justice. By divine intervention, Christ accomplished redemption, offering us full and free forgiveness. It expressed his unreserved, self-giving love. Christ's new commandment is to love as he does. It is the heart of self-giving love. Being forgiven transforms believers in Christ to live in a new life. Christ's golden teaching on forgiveness is given in the fifth petition of the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 to 15. Let us give its reading our close attention. Jesus taught, "Pray then like this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Brothers and sisters, later on in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, the Apostle Peter asked Jesus, "Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as 7 times? Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you 7 times, but 77 times. Jesus goes on to explain with a parable about 2 servants. One owed his master a huge sum of money. The other owed an insignificant amount to the deeply indebted man. In Jesus' parable, the deeply indebted servant was about to lose everything to his master because he could not pay. So he fell on his knees, imploring him, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything." And out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. The kindness, mercy, and forgiving nature of the master towards his heavily indebted servant is spectacular. Although the servant begged only for more time to repay, the master fully released him and forgave him the debt altogether. It seems that the debt was too huge for that servant to repay even if his master had given him more time. The shock in Jesus' parable results from the terribly unforgiving attitude of that forgiven servant. Coming out from meeting his master, he encounters his poor fellow servant who owed him a very small sum. The forgiven servant's behavior contrasts sharply. Seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, "Pay what you owe." So his fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you." Yet he refused and went and put him in prison until he should pay the debt. Brothers and sisters, in Jesus' parable, other servants witnessed the whole affair. They were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their master all that had taken place. Then his master summoned him and said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant, as I had mercy on you?" And in anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. Jesus concludes by saying, "So also, my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart." So the point is clear. Peter asked Jesus, "Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as 7 times? Jesus' answer shows that in his kingdom, we are all undeserving sinners who enjoy his immeasurable mercy and forgiveness. If we truly belong to him, our conduct must spring from humble gratitude. It must be shaped after his richly merciful and forgiving style. Brothers and sisters, in Jesus' parable, all the servants belong to the same gracious, patient, and forgiving master. He forgave an undeserving servant the heaviest possible debt. We are each that servant. Our huge debt to our holy Creator, Redeemer, is our own tremendous personal load of sin, heart, mind, tongue, and deed. In no way could any of us do what is needed to relieve ourselves of the mounting heavy debt of our own sins. In the Lord Jesus' prayer, the sign of truly knowing God's gracious forgiveness of our own sins is to forgive others. Forgiveness of our sins by God required that his justice is satisfied by the shedding of blood of a perfect sacrifice. Jesus offered himself. No other human or religious effort suffices. Jesus concluded his parable, "So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart." Without forgiveness of others, we cannot experience divine forgiveness. Jesus made this clear. In Luke chapter 6, we read, "Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven." The apostles taught the same. We read in the 4th chapter of Ephesians, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you." Hallelujah. The grace of the Savior King, the Messiah of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the full blessing of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, abide with God's people in all nations at all times throughout the whole earth by the message of the blessed gospel. Amen.